quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi Fevan Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Fifi Fevan Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
80s hair bands. Other bomb.
Yeah, that was hair pop, you'd call it.
Because songs these days, Byron, they're very quick. Like a quick 2 minute 30, they pump it out. Those songs go for a good four.
I reckon if you opened a bar or a live music place that just played really strong 80s hair rock.
Yayas.
I know there's a place Leon goes to. Where is it? They do a Yacht Rock Sunday, I believe.
Oh, it's called Fifi's Bar in Collingwood.
Oh, there you go.
What? It's actually named after me.
On Johnson Street,
and it's exactly the kind of bar I wanted.
You should be there.
Why would you say that, Leon?
That's amazing. Should we have a night at Fifi's?
yes, please. But probably not a Sunday night for
breakfast
the show.
At Fifi's.
Anyway.
Breakfast. Fridays at Fifi's. Let's have a Friday night out. And
anyway,
rock out.
14 minutes to 7. You've got Fifi, Fev and Byron. Our mates Shepherd are going to be here at 7 o'clock to perform for us live.
Hey, let's continue to talk about the Barnaby Joyce scandal. And I'm bringing it up because...
just keeps giving.
Well, it does. And he and his partner, his new partner, have done a interview for Fairfax Media. And they sat down and wanted to get it all out and just I'll really succinctly sum it up. They've come out and I actually hear what they're saying. They don't want their child, because this is a baby boy that's coming into the world, and I think everyone should be mindful of this. They don't want him to have to feel the pressure of the public eye and to be in the, you know, the spotlight. And I get that. Look, unfortunately, because of what's happened, there's a lot of interest in this baby, but we must remember it is a baby.
Absolutely.
And he deserves a life that doesn't have all this attached to it. But that aside, Samantha Armytage was on Sunrise and she made a comment because Samantha, in her early days of journalism, worked in Canberra. So she's quite familiar with it. Ooh. And she had this to say about what it's like to work there.
When Canberra's on, it can be really boring, but when it's on, it's the place to be. It's where it all happens. There's a lot of bad behaviour in Canberra. There's a lot of rooting around in the press gallery and by politicians.
Did she just try to make that sound less...
by saying this?
Rooting around.
Around.
Do you know what I loved about that? Is that I've heard this a lot over the last few weeks since this scandal broke, that there's lots, and there's been a few pollies say, wait till the other affairs get revealed.
And what is there?
Rooting around.
So
can we have that on the sting?
Anytime.
Yeah, we've got
anytime.
It. That's what, that was the whole idea.
I've also got this one.
It's so good, Foxy.
But that's a different one.
Push on a drink.
Okay, so 131060, Sam Armytage has said that Canberra is full of...
rooting around.
What other industries are?
Full of...
rooting around.
131060, call now if you can dob in or nominate. It's an industry maybe you're in or you know about where there's a lot of...
rooting around.
I suspect hospitality. Would that be a fair call? I'm not in it, but I suspect hospitality there'd be a lot of...
rooting around.
I'm going
to... because there's a lot of people, like internationals, that come
late
over
nights.
And have fun and late nights.
No, they're working hard though. See, I've heard...
work hard, play hard, don't they?
Rooting around.
What about the airline industry?
Oh,
well, geez, here we go. I was going to go there, but I thought, oh.
Let's see how we go with the phones. 131060, your
Mile
calls
High Club.
Coming up next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Barnaby Joy scandal continues and Sam Armytage yesterday on Sunrise, she dropped a bit of a bombshell about Canberra and she revealed that there is a lot of...
rooting around.
That goes on in politics. And we just said 131060, Melbourne, fess up. What other industries have a lot of...
rooting around.
We got Sam from Sunbury. Hi,
that'll
Sam.
That'll never get old.
No, it won't.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Sam. Are you prepared to lift the lid? Is there
yes,
a... where is all
a
the...
lot of rooting around in with the cops.
Whoa.
Cops and robbers or just cops?
Cops.
Do you know what, Sam? I sort of get it.
Yeah,
because I'm very attracted to a police uniform.
Well, oh, so don't.
The uniform kind of thing? Or
trust me, don't do it.
Trust you, don't do it?
Yes, don't marry a cop.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, well, that's a good warning.
Rooting around.
Keep the gun in the holster, Boxy.
Oh, whoa.
Rooting around in the, yes.
Yeah, thank you there, Sam. Sam. I sort of get that. If you're in a hot uniform.
Handcuffs.
Yeah, all of that.
Batons.
Oh, dear. Mm. Nathan in Mill Park. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Nathan. Nathan, what industry has a lot of...
rooting around.
Yeah, so I'm in the DJ scene and, yeah, it's a bit of rooting around there.
Oh, now, Nathan, is it amongst DJs
or
is it DJs with the, yes, the disco patrons? Did I just say disco?
You did say the word disco. Yeah. Nathan, a lot of disco goers getting involved.
Yeah. Not too sure. I don't know. Well, I'm a DJ myself and find it quite easy.
To cruising around.
Yeah.
I expect that, you know what, Nath, you know,
quite easily to spin a disc.
We've just discussed politics and the police force, but I understand if you work at a nightclub, there might be a bit of...
Less surprising.
Rooting around.
Yeah,
Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks, Nath. Lachlan in Geelong. Hi, Lachlan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lachlan. What industry do you suggest has a lot of...
Rooting around.
I was in hospitality. I was a pizza delivery driver.
Come on.
I know. But
1-3-1-6-6. What was that guy's name?
Hang on.
The real good
Dougie.
Looking. Dougie.
Dougie, the pizza boy, was involved in a bit of...
Rooting around.
Lachlan, are you suggesting, and this is, you know, this is a voyeuristic fantasy of a lot of people, that when you were to deliver pizza, there would be...
Rooting around.
There'd be one with a lot.
You would be surprised how many married women would actually invite you in when you deliver a pizza.
No, that's rubbish. That's garbage.
Excuse me, you're calling Lachlan a liar.
But that's
Lachlan,
a movie.
This is amazing. Come on.
How many times would you have been asked in with your pizzas?
I mean, there were three or four with married women, but yeah, I mean, I rocked up a joint once and there was a bachelor. Bachelorette party? Yeah, bachelorette party going on, and they forgot to pay, and you know, they invite you in and.
Rooting around.
Pretty much forced to take your clothes off.
Was he a stripper pretending to be a pizza man?
Were you a stripper?
Never stripped in my life before that moment.
So. I'm going to suggest, Lachlan, you are a very good-looking pizza delivery guy.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Our next guest, we are loving this song right now on The Fox. And here they are. We've got all three of the Shepherds in the studio,
Pete. Yes,
Pete.
We've got George, Amy, Emma Shepherd. Not only, look, we've loved you guys for years, but when you get on the radio and you say we genuinely love a song, it's so nice to actually really honestly mean it. Like, we cannot stop. But sometimes you can think
like
a song's
with?
Good.
Who are you lying to?
Well, like when Justin Timberlake dropped his new song and we went, yeah, it's really good, but we really weren't sure.
But it's grown
and
on us.
And then it grew on us.
It's grown on us a little bit.
Filthy?
It has grown
on
us.
Yeah, it was a grower. I really love it now. Yeah, but when I first heard it, I was a bit like, wait a minute, what's going on
Same.
Here?
Same. And I love it now too. But coming home, the minute it dropped, Yes, the guys have done it.
Byron, I remember seeing these guys late last year at the Million Dollar Lunch.
He came on
and sung, and I had a couple.
We always sound better after a couple.
Oh, no, you sounded really good. And then over Christmas, we were down at a holiday house, and I've got three beautiful girls, but my two little ones, CarPlay, bang, we got your song on download. And every single bloody time I get in the car, they put it on, and now they follow you on Instagram. They sing. I think they film me singing it. It's like the Favola's family song. So thank you very
much.
What
an honour, my friend.
It's so good.
It is. It honestly, it will be the anthem of 2018. It's kicked the year off. And much like, let's hark back to a few years ago with Geronimo, because still, the minute that's in my head any time of the day, I will be singing it all day.
We had a bit of fun with this, didn't we?
Well, we did. So we've got this segment here on the show called Hotline Ring.
Right.
So what we do is, now Fev and I, we're pests. So we get in the studio, we ring random numbers, just numbers that we make up. Now when a person answers, we play a hook of a song and we will not give up until they sing back. So they have to complete the lyrics.
And ringing and ringing.
Look, so some people get annoyed, hang up, they're not happy with us, but we thought because we knew you were coming in, let's try it with Geronimo.
People are like, this is Shepherd again, I swear.
Have a listen, guys.
Hello, Ben speaking. Oh, God. You got to be kidding me. Say Geronimo. Does it keep going like this? Say Geronimo. Am I getting this wrong? I'm hanging up. Have a good day. Bye.
Hello? Hello?
Thank you.
Hello, Ruby speaking. So say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. I don't know the rest of the words.
Hello, Brody. So say Geronimo.
So say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. So say Geronimo.
Hello, Danny speaking. So say Geronimo. 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 Geronimo. No, it's enough. Geronimo. Stop that. Geronimo. Say Geronimo. So say Geronimo. Geronimo.
I just realised it actually just makes you, George, really annoying.
We're the best.
Like those damn Shepherd kids being pranksters again.
Right, that's literally what I hear in my dreams. That's what I'm going to sleep to.
Oh, well.
It's my favourite segment, but that was all-time favourite.
It was the best.
Oh, my God.
So now, what's the plan, guys? What's on?
Now we're going to go around to all of the houses that you called and apologise. Send flowers. And
are you heading overseas?
Yeah, actually, Amy and I are going to go over and do a bit of promo in the US. Just to try and get coming home a little bit more.
Well, what about Emma?
Just share with them.
I know, I wasn't invited.
That's weird.
Awkward as.
That's a bit awkward anyway. I'm glad I asked. I'm very jealous. My girls are going to be jealous of me now that I've met you guys in here, but I'm very jealous because you're playing before Robbie Williams tonight.
That's right, man. I'm such, like, I'm speechless, as you can see. I am one of the biggest Robbie Williams fans of all time.
Yes,
so
me too.
I mean, you know, we've done Bieber, we've done Keith Urban, and, you know.
Bieber who?
We this is, like, the big one for me.
Wow.
And he's such a cool guy.
Urban's really cool as well.
Good point, Emma.
Actually, let's not bunch Keith Urban with Justin.
Putting that out there. Well, have a great night tonight, obviously. That's a huge gig supporting Robbie. And, of course, let's just drop the hook of Coming Home, available now to stream and download.
Platinum, Byron.
Congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. So good to see you.
Oh, you know. Thank
Thanks
you,
for
guys.
Having us.
Always a pleasure to be in here.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We said Fifi had a nemesis, but it was a very unlikely nemesis.
He's unlikely for me. I thought I liked him. I am, of course, talking about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here contestant, Paul Burrell, the royal butler. I can't watch the show without pulling my hair out and wanting to, like, shake the television. So we in fact interviewed him before he went in.
He sounded lovely.
He's lovely. And when I look at the jungle, I think he'd be someone I'd want, you know, he's like a big teddy bear and I want to be friends with him and he's warm. But then I'm seeing these sides of him that just fire me up. And what tipped me over the other day, as you know.
You can't compare him to the king, though.
No, you're king of the jungle, so it's a long drop from there. No, but this all went pear-shaped for me when he said to one of the other jungle mates, can I tell you a secret? But it's a secret. You've got cameras all over you. And then talked about the night Prince Harry was born. A couple of issues with this. Prince Harry is still alive, and he'd like the memory of his mother protected. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to hear this gossipy stuff. And you know what? If anyone was there in the room the night Trixie was born, I would hate them to be out telling people what I was saying or what I was doing. I mean, it's a very vulnerable, intimate moment. But Paul said this.
Let me tell you a secret. She told me on the night Harry was born, Charles came to visit. He wasn't there at the birth. She said, are you pleased, Charles? He said, I'm delighted. I now have an heir and a spare. It's an odd thing to say. She says, why are you dressed up in black tie? He said, well, my work is done, isn't it now? I'm off to the theatre with Camilla.
Oh, poor form.
Just poor form. Just don't need to say it. Just protect him. Oh, anyway, there are...
Confidant, some might say.
Well, not very confidential at this point. But then last night, Fev, I thought the way he handled... So Jackie Gillespie, she went up to him, and I thought this was great. She got on the front foot and she said, Paul, I think you've been dishing out the meals unfairly at
I actually
time.
Quite liked how she did this boxing,
so did
because
I.
In the jungle, it's so hard because there's nothing to do. Everyone has a bitch and everyone has a little – it's so niggly because you're so bored. And she did the right thing, not bringing it up in front of everybody.
She went straight
to
him.
She went straight to the source and said, mate, just –
here we go. Here's what she said.
Just wanted to make sure that the food was being distributed fairly because I feel like last night some portions of food and vegetables was not in everybody's plate.
Right.
I just thought I'd give you that heads up because there was a couple of other people that didn't have it either.
And then, oh, what does the royal butler do? Going off for a bit of a bitch.
Jackie surprised me.
What happened?
She said, I want to give you the heads up. When I got my dinner last night, there were no vegetables in it.
No vegetables?
No veggies. I had no veggies.
That is a lie.
Went to Pete Rosethorne, went to Fiona O'Loughlin, yes. Went to Josh Gibson. It's like, okay, she just... got on the front foot and gave you some feedback and now you've made her the enemy of the camp.
Paul, you're Fifi's nemesis.
And I will just say on Paul's behalf that I was a cook for a good month.
Mm.
I cooked because there's nothing else to do.
You were good.
So no, because no one else can touch anything
when you're
cooking. So it actually gave me something every day. So I wasn't going cray cray.
Mm.
And when the meals were about to be dished up, I just said, okay, everyone, your meals are ready. Come and dish your own up.
Ah.
And I put the trust in everyone else that they put the right amount. And we'd always have leftovers because people didn't want to get greedy. But the way he – and Josh said last night, he goes, oh, there's a couple extra sausages. Oh. Don't tell anyone.
And Paul said, let's put them on the side and not tell them.
Paul.
Yeah. Dirty, dirty snake.
Yeah.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Judged, marginalised and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
It's time for Do You Mind If I Ask? Now, this is the segment once a week where we invite somebody into the studio who has a story that I guess does marginalise them. It makes them unapproachable, and particularly some of their issues in their lives unapproachable from other people. And we thought, you know what, let's invite somebody into the studio who's gone through something and ask the questions that might seem inappropriate, that you wouldn't feel comfortable asking somebody on the street. And we have Ryan Hassan in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Pleasure to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, Ryan, you are a reformed drug addict.
Correct.
So firstly, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because you look amazing. Fit, fabulous, clean. How long have you been clean?
It's about 2.5, 3 years. I'm not a day counter, but it's around that time, yeah.
Gee. Now, I want to start with the question. Firstly, what was your drug of choice? What were you addicted to?
I tried pretty much everything throughout my time, but when I was sort of full-blown addict, everyday user, it was ice, which is methamphetamine and GHB every day.
Now, this is, I mean, we've got such an ice meth epidemic here, even in our own city, and I've never tried ice. I hear all about it. I'm going to ask a question that might seem really naive, and I don't even know if you can answer it. Mm-hmm. What does it feel like? Actually, how do you even, do you inject it?
I didn't inject, I smoked it. You can smoke it, you can snort it, you can take it orally, you can inject it. There's different sort of methods of taking it in. When it comes to like what a drugs feel like, it really depends on the drug, depends on the person. So when you start with the drug, obviously different drugs have different mechanisms of action. There's normally three main categories. There's stimulants, which is your ice, your speed, your cocaine. There's your depressants, which is alcohol, heroin, GHB. Mm. And then there's your psychedelics. So you're talking magic mushrooms, DMT, LSD, that kind of thing. So when it comes to ice, it's a central nervous system stimulant. So you get a sense of euphoria when you first use, and there's just a lot of energy, a lot of motivation. It works on the neurotransmitter dopamine, which is our reward circuitry. So there's general sort of ways that it feels in that way, but then it also comes down to the person, because the truth is there's a big myth about sort of addiction that we have, that drugs in of themselves are addictive, when it's simply not the case. That if it was, then every single person that used drugs would become addicted, right? But the stats about between 10 and 20%. It's around 15% of people who start using a drug will then become addicted.
Did it make you aggro? A lot of people talk about ice addicts as being very aggressive, throwing stuff around.
No, not at all.
Right.
Yeah, no, it sort of will magnify sort of who you are and the baggage that you're carrying underneath. So a lot of my baggage was fear, anxiety, guilt and shame. So that was magnified. Whereas if I'm someone who held a lot of anger, I'm sure that would have been magnified.
What did you do, Ryan? Because you've obviously hit your rock bottom. You've turned your life around. What was your lowest point? What's something you're not proud of that happened?
Plenty of stuff. Yeah. there was a couple of moments. You know, the worst period for me was probably a six-month period where I was using every day. I was dealing to support my habit. I'd shut out my close friends and my family, which I'm really close with my family, so that was really strange because I had so much guilt and shame. Like, addiction is driven by guilt and shame. And even when we look at an addict, you might look at them and go, oh, they don't care, they're selfish. I promise you they are not. They're walls that we put up to protect ourselves. So during that six-month period, I mean, there was overdoses nearly every week on GHB, one when I was at the wheel of my car. I was arrested twice, spent a couple of nights in remand. So probably one of those low moments was sitting in a cell by myself looking at that white wall thinking, how the hell did I end up here?
So you said you've dabbled in everything. So did you inject?
No.
Anything? Okay. Well, I won't ask you that question because I was going to ask you if you ever shared needles because you see on the TV shows where they just share.
Yeah, well, it's a really big issue, and that comes to we need to look at harm reduction a lot more in this country because places like, you know, in Switzerland when they've introduced legal injecting rooms and everything.
Thinking about doing one in Richmond, I think they're talking about doing one.
There's been some debate about that.
Yeah. Well, since Switzerland did it, they've had zero overdose deaths on that heroin, whereas we have all the time. So it's a big difference.
So you said you dealt in drugs for a period of time. So when you're dealing those drugs, do you ever get a sense of responsibility for any deaths that happen from you dealing the drugs?
Yeah, you tend to put it out of your mind. Yeah, you think, oh, you justify it by saying, well, these people are going to get drugs no matter what. They're getting it off me. I would justify it back in the day by saying I'm not cutting it or putting anything bad in it. So that's what they're getting. So
how do you feel about that now?
I've made peace with it. Yeah, yep. So that worried me back then subconsciously. But right now I've completely made peace with that. I think we tend to think people need to beat themselves up forever when they've gone through something like an addiction or something really, really tough, but that doesn't help anyone because you're not going to move on if you're continually beating yourself over the head with your past.
Ryan, you are an incredible speaker, and this is fascinating. We would love to open the phones, 131060.
Cool.
Ryan's here. He is a former drug addict, and is there anything you've ever wanted to ask a drug addict that you've always wondered about and we don't always get access to? And Ryan is here willing to answer your questions. So 131060, call now.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
Judged, marginalised and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi, Fev and Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
I don't think there would be a family in Melbourne that's not in some way affected by drug, alcohol, addiction. And we're joined now by Ryan Hassan. Now, Ryan, you are a former drug addict, former ICE user. Mm-hmm. And I think there's lots of questions that people would like to ask that think maybe it's inappropriate or I don't want to seem naive, but would love to ask somebody who has been a drug addict. So we have opened the phone lines. We've got Bridget from Narrewarren. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Bridget. Say hi to Ryan and ask him what you'd like to know.
Hi, I just wanted to know when you were an addict, did you want help?
Good question, Bridget. Not so much when I was going through the most of it. Probably a six-month period was the real, real worst of it. And I knew the conscious mind or ego will rationalise, no, I don't need help, I don't need help, I don't need help. Meanwhile, the reality of my life at the time said I really, really did need help. Now, I was very, very lucky because I knew that when I needed to get that help, I had a family and some close friends who I'd shut out throughout that period, but I knew they would be there with love and support when I was ready. So, a lot of people don't have that, so I consider myself very, very fortunate that when I was ready, I knew there was compassion and love from the people close to me that were going to help.
And I think Ryan, you touched on this, but for family members and having been exposed to this myself and knowing family members that have someone in their family suffering from drug addiction, the helplessness and the constant, they do want help, they're going to recover, they've relapsed, recover, it can be the toil it takes on family members is intense as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's a condition of the whole, you know, community around that person, not just the person. So, but as I said, there's so much guilt and shame when you're going through that, that even the thought that you're putting your parents or your partner through or whoever hell. Through hell even reinforces the addiction more.
Mm. Jonathan in Reservoir. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi. I just wanted to know, how much do you think you spent in total on drugs?
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Wow.
This might be confronting for you.
Yeah, no, I've wrote a blog about it once, but I think during, yeah, the worst of it, I was spending, it was, I think, $500 to $600 a day on drugs, worth of drugs. Now, I was obviously dealing drugs to support my habit, like 99% of dealers are, trying to fund their own habits. So, but yeah, probably the street price of that stuff was about $500 to $600 a day.
So to pay for your drug addiction, you're dealing drugs. So obviously you got to get them off a dealer to sell that. Then the dealer gets the money. Did you ever have those drugs and not being able to pay the dealer back the money?
No, I didn't have that kind of issue. Yeah. I'm not sure why. I don't know. Like, I'd maybe been in business before. I knew that wasn't a smart idea. But I just, I never got myself into that.
Well, over what period? So just roughly, if it's 600 a day, over what period? I mean, none of us here are very good at maths, but that is hundreds of thousands. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars, right?
Well, that period was about a six-month period.
Right.
Before that, it obviously wasn't that much. But yeah, for a six-month period, it was about that amount. Cool. Yeah.
But what a scary, murky world to fall into, Ryan.
It's a lot of people in a lot of pain, you know.
Yeah. Sarah in Doncaster. Sarah, what would you like to ask Ryan?
Hi, Ryan. Hi, I just want to ask, how did you actually get off the drugs?
Murky phone line.
How did you get off it?
So basically, I had, you know, a few rock bottom moments, which were trying to wake me up and tell me that this life wasn't sustainable.
How many?
A dozen, maybe. And it's funny, each supposed rock bottom just tends to get worse and worse. It's like there's a part of us trying to wake us up to say, oi, mate, come on, get your shit together. So basically I got arrested the second time and said this life isn't really sustainable. So I looked up rehab. I looked up, you know, private rehab, which was $30,000+. I couldn't afford that, didn't want to put that on my parents. Public rehab in Victoria was a six-month waiting list. It's still about that at the minute, and I didn't have 2 or 3 months, let alone 6 months. So I did a home-based detox through a government company. You get a care and recovery worker, psychologist, doctor, but you do it from home. So I was clean for 12 days, but I didn't address any of the reasons why I was an addict in the first place. You know, we can stop taking the drug, but if you don't address the underlying reasons, you'll go back to it and go back to it, or just swap it up for something else. I relapsed for a week, and that was the most important week of my life. I got reconnected with an old acquaintance from like a couple of years ago who was a therapist. It was quite a strange story how I got into her office, but I went into her office one day on a Friday. I was about 13, 14 kilos lighter than when she'd seen me last. She had no idea I was an addict. I had no idea what she did. I spent 3 hours in her office, and I knew after those 3 hours I never needed to use drugs again. And we spoke about drugs for about 2 to 3 minutes. The rest of it was addressing the underlying emotional trauma that I had throughout my life that I hadn't processed and hadn't handled. Right. And I was able to release that, make peace with my marriage breakdown, and for the first time actually love myself for who I was.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, you should be so proud of yourself, and now I know you are helping others. And just quickly, before we let you go, what I want to know is, if you're around ice, is that a problem for you? Like, how tempting is it? You've been clean for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, no, it's not tempting at all.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that could be,
of course,
scary.
Because like, I remember when I was young and I first got into drugs and I started using ecstasy, and I would go out and I'd have friends that would use as well, and I'd have that of one or two pills, and they'd be like, yeah, it was a bit of fun. No, that was great. Whereas to me, it was like the greatest thing in the entire universe. Mm. Why is that? It's the same thing. It's because it was solving a massive problem for me. I didn't want to be with myself. I couldn't stand being with myself. So it was helping me escape. So the addiction is actually us trying to solve a problem on a subconscious level.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, Ryan, I mean, off air, we've been tapping into Ryan for various personal issues that some of us are going through, and you're just a wealth of knowledge, mate, and people have really been impressed by you on the radio. Ryan Hassan, the Melbourne Centre of Healing, all natural outpatient rehab for addiction and mental health. This is where you can actually help people. Put it out there as to how people can get in touch with you, because I would implore anyone to get in touch with you.
Thanks. This is the Melbourne Centre of Healing, .com.au is our website. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So through the website, probably the best place to get in contact.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for being an open book.
Thanks, Riser.
Thanks for having me,
Good
guys.
Good stuff, mate. And, of course, Lifeline support is always available as well. That is 13 11 14.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradieoke.
Late edition.
That's right, it's the late edition because this is usually a segment we do at 6:30, quite early on a Tuesday morning. The tradies are often on their way to a site or a job, so it's a good time to catch them in the car to have a sing-along because we're celebrating the talents, the vocal talents.
Tools down
of
Thursday.
Oh, yeah. What we're saying now is we know a lot of people, a lot of tradies are busy. Tools down for a sing-along. We've got Troy from Dandenong. Hi, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Troy. Now, you're the first stonemason we've had on Tradie Aiken.
Yeah, it's a dying trade. I'm just trying to keep the world going, you know it is.
You're doing a great job,
Troy. Sound like you're in the bathroom, Troy.
Oh, best place to sing for it.
Yes, he's in. He's got good acoustics in there. It's a dying art form, a stonemasonry, but he is pushing on. What a song choice as well, Fief.
Yeah, what have you chosen to sing for us, Troy?
Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder.
Oh. Now, don't sing it yet. This is just so everyone can get around the song. What a Motown classic. Tradies have interesting music tastes.
What a classic.
Very diverse. Okay,
Troy, this is your moment on Tradieoke. Take it away.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less than 1 minute old, and I never thought.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Nice. Troy, have you got anyone else around you at the moment?
Actually, yeah, I do.
It's going to be a tough day on the side in Dandenong there for Troy, the stonemason.
Well done, Troy. Now we've got Hannah, also in Dandenong. This is great. Now, Hannah, you're a traffic controller.
Correct, yeah, I am.
Fabulous. Hannah, are you working at the moment on the road?
No, I worked last night, so...
Oh, great. This is perfect then, Hannah, because it would be quite hard to call us when you're actually working. Yeah. So you're our first traffic controller too.
Cool.
Another first. Now, Hannah, what would you like to sing?
The Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, you, Hannah, you've won me over already.
This is great. Now, funnily enough, I don't have that in the system.
Some Andrew Lloyd Webber.
It's a classic musical, isn't it?
Okay, Hannah, this is your moment on Tradieoke. Take it away.
In sleep he sang to me. In dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again? For now I find the Phantom of the Opera is there inside my mind.
Oh, whoa.
Hannah, you are my all-time favourite human. I love you. I just want to tell you I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
I'm crying. Traffic controller. I'm actually crying because that was so cool.
From Dandenong. How did we finish on that? But we'll keep going.
I didn't expect it. Daniel and Lockie in Hastings. Hi, guys. Are you there, Dan? Lockie?
Yeah.
You're on the radio, boys. Welcome to Tradie Aiken.
Yeah, they're going to turn their radios down, but they're going to sing this one. Now, that's a duet, Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. A bit pop, a bit country, all on the one.
Daniel,
hopefully they've turned their radio down.
Now, you're both fencers. Are you working at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, so you're on the job.
They're just sitting on the fence.
Okay, here we go. This is all of Melbourne is listening to Tradieoke right now. Daniel Lockie, take it away.
Yeah.
Off you go.
All right.
Turn the radio down.
Let it be, baby, just let it be.
Is that it?
Well done.
Oh, wow.
Daniel
Thank you.
Lockie.
Daniel and Lockie there in Hastings.
It was well worth it.
Couple of fences.
It was great. Yeah. I mean, they nailed
now
it.
Now, is this Reese the plumber? Isn't Reese?
Oh, I like what's happened there. G'day, Reese.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Reese. We've had a few plumbers on Tradieoke. A lot of good pipes on a lot of plumbers.
Yeah. Not bad.
Okay, Reese. Thank you. What are you going to sing for us, Reese?
I'm going to sing Never Tear Us Apart by NXS.
Oh, yes, you are.
Gee, it's a tough It's a big ask for a plumber.
It's a great song.
Yeah, but it's a tough one to sing.
Mate, two radio hosts just nailed
it. Yeah, we nailed that.
You were there.
Oh, Reese, Fev and I would love to do this with you, but it's all about you right now, Reese.
Yep.
Never Tear Us Apart by In Excess. Off you go.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and they could never tear us apart.
That's brilliant.
Nice work.
And that closes the book.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Late edition.
We'll definitely bring that back.
I'm bringing back the late edition because that was some of the best.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fev, you and I and Byron have been, I think
you
Byron,
and I.
I think it was just you and I. You and I. Fev and I were invited to have lunch with Carl Stefanovic today. Carl's in Melbourne.
I think we're all invited, but push on.
Okay. Anyway,
don't make him feel awkward.
Great to catch up with Carl and Georgie from the Today Show. They're down in Melbourne. And I can't go. I've got an appointment at midday and I'm very excited.
You have your own bloody show to do.
Well, yeah, I was going to do a plug for my show.
Just do it.
That's fine. It's coming up.
Fair's Wives Club.
Anyway, so you, though, you're going to go on behalf of the team, which is great.
Well, thank you.
And catch up with Carl and Georgie. And
I'm looking forward to it.
I think it'll be fun. You and Carl. Could be a long lunch. Over a long lunch. Could be interesting.
A long lunch. Just hope we've got a lot of pre-records tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. You and Carl together could be really dangerous. Yeah. A bit messy, a bit wild.
I think it'd be great. Nervous. You're nervous?
But for you. No, maybe for Carl.
I'm nervous for him.
No, what I was thinking, I do want to set you a little challenge.
Oh, no. Well, why do I always have to do challenges?
No, because I think it'll come naturally to you. I think you'll rise to this challenge. So we now know that Carl has confirmed he's engaged.
Yes.
He has upcoming nuptials to Jasmine, his fiancée.
Yes.
I want you to secure yourself a spot at his Bucks party.
Yes, good goals.
100%.
Okay, actually, no, that was too easy. I want you to get a seat at the wedding.
No.
If you can get invited to either the Bucks party or the wedding today, I'll be very impressed.
I'll put it to Carl to get on his Bucks, which shouldn't be too hard because who wouldn't want me on their Bucks? Because it'll be heaps of fun.
Correct.
And I'll be that funny there. I might get a seat at the wedding.
Oh, that's you.
So I'll play that card first. Yes. Yeah, small steps.
Yeah, Bucks party, mate, would be achievable. But in a two-hour lunch, to get an invite to a wedding would be that's the holy grail. Good luck.
We hope you loved that Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up. You'll also love ultra-fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Fifi.